Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
My name's Diane Rubery. I'm the lead midwife for bereavement on the Isle of Man. So a rainbow baby is a baby that is born with another pregnancy after the parents have lost a baby already. So they are very special babies because they're sort of a gift given. I will see them as a gift given by their sibling, the one that was lost.
Which is a lovely way to think of it. And for parents who are going through a second pregnancy, having had an unsuccessful one, how tough can that be?
Incredibly tough from the very get-go, because the parents are constantly referring to what happened with the first baby, and often the parents aren't able to enjoy this pregnancy because of what happened with the previous one. So it can cause very much stress and anxiety, to the point where some parents just don't enjoy it at all.
And the thing is with pregnancy is it's, you know, no two pregnancies are the same, but it can take away that enjoyment of it, I suppose, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it can. Because the parents are constantly concerned and worried that what happened with a previous pregnancy at the gestation, whenever it was, is going to happen again. So up to the point where they lost that child, their enjoyment of pregnancy has totally gone. But afterwards also, because they've lived through something that no parent should have to live through, it can be a really anxiety-provoking time. And I think, really, it also can affect the parents' bonding with the child when it's born to some degree, because they're frightened that this baby's going to die.
And I think as well, when you then have a successful pregnancy and you have a baby at the end of it and you feel that love, it makes you think of what could have been with your previous pregnancy as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it does. It also reminds the parents of what might have been. So one lady said to me, I've seen the colour of my baby's eyes this time and I never saw them last time. And to me, that really did hit home that how tragic the loss of a baby can be.
Absolutely. And it's something that still it's becoming more and more talked about, which is great, but there is still this idea that, you know, everyone has to wait until the 12-week scan just in case, and even then you don't know for certain. So it can feel like when you're in that moment that you are completely alone in it as well, can't it?
Yeah, it can. And that's often why one of the reasons why we started the Rainbow Clinic, was so that parents who have been through that awful situation can actually have some extra support if they want it. And it is very much led by the mums and the dads as to whether they want that extra add-on. And it is just basically support more than anything through the next pregnancy.
From the perspective of the midwifery team, is there any extra consideration that's given to pregnant women coming in who are pregnant having had a miscarriage?
Yes. So when they book with the next pregnancy, we actually have a system where we can give them a lanyard or a calling card that they can actually have visible, so that midwives and doctors actually know that they've lost a child and they don't need to constantly have to tell the midwife or the doctor what actually happened. It's an indicator so that the midwife or the doctor can actually look at the woman's notes in more in depth before she actually sees the consultation.
What support is available to any parents who have gone through this and want that extra support?
So on the island, they have some bereavement groups called, one's called Arlo's Adventure, and then there's Little Piece of Hope, which can offer some support. There's also the national ones, which are SANS, and there is a counselling charity which is called Petals, so they're quite good for counselling women who are suffering through anxiety and loss of previous babies.
Because I suppose the message is that you don't have to suffer through this alone, that you are
absolutely
perfectly within your rights to be anxious during your next pregnancy and to have those feelings. You know, that is normal and it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, no parent wants to be in that very sad group where they've lost a child. And that can be a really difficult conversation that you would be having with that parent, because 9 out of 10 people do not want to mention the baby that they've lost, and that's a really difficult situation. One lady said to me, "You called my baby by his name. I don't hear people doing that." And that's a really big one. Even if you don't really know what to say to the parent when they've lost a baby, just to call the baby, "What did you call your baby?" is a wonderful icebreaker.
Because that's the other thing with miscarriage as well. It's not necessarily always just in those first early weeks, which is, still just as traumatic. But if you have a later
Yeah.
pregnancy as well, going through a miscarriage can be a really traumatic process for all kinds of reasons, not just the emotional side of things. And, I always say that when you see that positive pregnancy test, you become a parent in that instant because your whole world changed and the way you think changes from that moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And for some parents, that is from the moment they see that positive pregnancy test, they are parents. But other ladies don't think like that. So it's just getting that fine balance, and reflecting what the parents are actually saying to us.
So what would your main message be then to anybody listening who is part of this, the Rainbow Baby Club, or who has been through this before?
I think be kind to yourselves, have the time to be able to just enjoy that pregnancy if you're able to, even if it's only very small things that you do, to actually just help yourself get through the days until your baby's here.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.